All right. I love that group. It's called Almost Monday. It's actually almost Tuesday. It is Tuesday. Hi. All right. Kim Smith is here from Best, and also executive director of Best, incidentally. And also Miles Darrell is here, head of Natural Heritage with the Bermuda National Trust. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
What a surprise.
Good morning, Bermuda.
Yes. Yes.
We've got Oceans Day coming up on what? On Saturday, on the 8th?
Yeah.
That's not a part of our environment. We want to just sort of talk about conservation, and we also want to talk about awareness. Constantly always thrown back and forth about generational things. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What they've left us, what we did in the past, what we're doing now. There's a lot more education. There's a lot more awareness in terms of where you can get the information that will help us do what we've got to do. So you've got me, you bought me two really cool posters. It's indisputable. All life exists in the environment and cannot be separated from it. What we do in the environment will affect us and all other living things.
Yes.
Ta-da. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Let's start there.
Yes.
I think it's a great starting point. And as we kind of wrap up a year-long awareness campaign about, you know, the value and importance of conservation spaces and open spaces, that's where we're starting, is that there can't be this separation between us and the environment. We are integrally part of it.
And it's in us and around us.
And it just seems, or it has felt like at times, the community's not really taking that seriously.
They're not getting
it? In fact, maybe they're taking the environment for granted. And if we don't care for it, it won't be here for us. So,
Kim, there's a lot of selfishness.
The world.
And, no, I'm just saying people are kind of selfish. What they think about, like what Miles just said, basically, we're in it and we have to be responsible and, you know, we're the keepers of it. And I just think that sometimes people toss it aside like, well, it doesn't affect me. What if I throw a can out of my window in the car or whatever? Mm. It's only one little item. It's not going to affect the world.
I think it's the result of the separation of ourselves from the environment so that we human beings can exploit it because you can't care about something and exploit it at the same time. And so I think over the centuries, over the millennia, we're subject to that separation for the purpose of exploitation. And I'm not trying to be alarmist there, but it just explains a little bit why we are so separate and perhaps why it doesn't cross our mind that we are actually integrally connected
to
the environment.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. I mean, the oxygen that we require is part of the environment,
thanks
comes
to
from the
trees.
Environment and the quality of everything, quality of life. And so, what we at Best seek to do is to increase awareness and appreciation for the natural environment and to recognize that human activity needs to be conducted in harmony with nature, not in competition with it, because we're not going to win. I mean, ultimately, is where we're heading. It's going to come back to bite us. So if at a minimum, at a base level, we can just get people considering that it is indisputable that we cannot be separated from the environment. That
we need
whatever
to appreciate it big time, first of all, right?
Totally, yeah, totally.
And otherwise,
and then just to start thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, if we want to have clean air, if we're going to manage the temperatures in this climate crisis, if we want to address the flooding down at Bakery Lane. I mean, just all these little
you just
things.
Drop things in anywhere.
It's going to be taking care of environment that's going to better these situations. If we want to see a betterment of our own health as a people, making use of the environment, getting out there, taking care of it, all these things are going to ensure you're healthier, that you live longer, more likely than not, and that together we can provide something a little bit better for our young people.
You know, the big word in the last 10 years, climate change.
Yeah.
It was denied. Now it's a reality because water's coming up to people's knees on a rainy day. Yeah. You know, we're affected by all of this.
Yeah.
You look at a place like Texas, it gets flooded all the time. One of the biggest states in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Concrete.
Correct.
Concrete.
Correct.
The water has nowhere to go.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're constantly fighting those type of issues where we need to do that. We need solid ground. We need to do this. People, environment in terms of people needing places to live, housing, you name it, all kinds of things come into effect. You know, I hope you don't take this wrong, but you're a bit of a pit bull. And I like that. No, you're tough, Kim.
Yes,
and
I
like the fact that you're such a strong advocate and an activist for our community and everything else. What really ticks you off about us?
I am tough from the point of view that I think we have personal responsibility in this life. And that we, I think, again, we're sort of in this, we're living in this haze of not realizing that, for instance, our waste is our problem. We kick it down the road. I mean, Stuart Hayward, who was one of the founding members of BEST, you know, used to say, you know, we just throw it out there that we throw something away, but there is no away. And so if we take that as an example, that we need to consider our actions and the way we live and understand that, again, we're connected. We're connected to other people in our community and then externally out to the world. But if we can just pull it back and be responsible for ourselves and anybody we bring into the world, we're halfway there.
And it's an
I think we've lost that sense of pride, is not a great word, but that sense of pride that we are taking care of our business and
our community.
And our community thereby. So yeah, I think you have to be tough.
Yeah.
You have to be tough.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to speak up.
Yeah.
Because if everybody's silent about it, it just goes on the way it's always gone on.
I mean, what could be more important to fight for than our open spaces?
Yeah. No, that's something that you're really
involved in. He is a pit bull also.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
From time to time.
Yeah, no, as needed.
But it's true. Like, there's nothing more important to fight for than our own heritage. For me, I just think of Cut Match and Bermuda Day, and all these things are directly connected to open spaces, how we connect as a people, how we come together as families, how we celebrate one another. If we're not celebrating and caring for and fighting for the environment, we're going to lose our families, our culture, our heritage, and these things are critically important. So yeah, it's indisputable. I really want to see more and more people take advantage of these beautiful open spaces that we have, join us in fighting for them. I think that's critically important too, because they're all of ours. And I think that's what we really focus on at the Trust, is making sure people are conscious that it's not about any one individual or any one group. It's about all of us.
You guys partner
a lot
with them.
Yes.
And other people as well.
Yeah. Collaboration is the key, really.
I think in a little community like this, it should be very easy to do. The other thing is sustainability is another issue. You guys acquire lands and all that. How's that done? Is that done through donations? Is that done through, how do you know that tract of land is available for purchase so that the people of Bermuda can enjoy it?
That's a lot. Well, we're constantly looking at Buyback Bermuda for new spaces that could be purchased and benefit Bermuda. We've got a matrix of things that we look through to determine that it meets the expectation that our community has for use and also for the environment. And then, it's just like BEST, just like the National Trust. I mean, it is charity. It is all by the people,
for the people.
And the people's money and the people's time. And so that's why I mean, certainly at the Trust, there's no ownership. There's only stewardship. And we're expecting everybody to come together.
And we're all
to make
stewards,
this happen.
That's right. We are.
Yeah.
We are. And that's true. That's a good point, Miles.
So, Head of Heritage, you mentioned a few big events on the island. And, you know, people look forward to them.
Definitely.
As you said, if we didn't have them, then what would we put in those places? Not much.
I don't even like to think about that, to be honest. That's the thing. I mean, I can't imagine a Bermuda without Bermuda Day, without, like I said, Cut Match. These parts of it are what's so special, and taking care of our environment, making sure we've got clean air, and we're trying to reduce some of that pollution that's coming out, is really what's going to allow us to enjoy it that much more.
So what do we do? How do we weed out those who are not paying attention? I know our youth are getting the message. They really are. I look at what goes on with Buoy and the aquarium and other organizations which attract the young ones.
I don't want to weed them out. Let's pull them in.
I don't want to get rid of them. I just want them to become aware and to do their part. Everybody has a part to play.
We also have to let them in, you know, because generation, we know about that generation gap. And, you know, we have to have conversations with them, recognizing that they're coming at life through different eyes. We're older, somewhat jaded probably, very experienced. The young, what they bring is enthusiasm, idealism, and we have to
future,
and how do we have a conversation without shutting them down, because we'll say, We already tried that. It didn't work. We have to make room for each other. They have to recognize that
our
experience, it's a process. Mm. And it takes more time than you can ever imagine. And we don't give time to things now. Everything's in a hurry. It's got to be done.
Yeah.
More, faster. We really need to
slow
some things down.
Those few, or maybe many, who are not paying attention to the environment, we have one question for them. Why?
Yes, yeah, a very good question.
Why?
Yeah, well, I think it's actually kind of simple. I woke up a little earlier than usual today to get here and to be ready. And I think I say that because we're all waking up at different times, and coming to this awareness about what's going on is going to be at a different time for everyone. But we got to keep giving people that opportunity to know and to be part of this process. We need it, and we need them. So continuing to keep this awareness campaign alive. I know we're coming to an end now, but that doesn't mean we're going to stop. Continuing to ask people to share what they know with their friends and family. That's what we're looking for here, and making sure they're aware of this indisputable fact. And I guess letting them know that there's so many benefits to their own health, to the environment. I mean, I think a bit of what it can do to boost our tourism product and increase all of our capacity to earn more money, which is something that we all need.
Economy and all that goes
all
hand
of
in
these
hand.
Things
hand
benefit when we exactly. care for open spaces and care for the environment. So continuing to bring that awareness to as many people as possible is the intention. And for those who haven't woken up to this reality, that's okay. We're going to keep putting the alarm on, singing the song, and letting them know they can be part of this, because it's worth it.
A lot of the people that come out to your walks and everything, are they the same people?
You know, it's funny. We definitely have an amazing core group of people who are repeat visitors to our events and things like that. But you know what? Every single time I see new faces.
And, which is a good thing.
It's a great thing. I often say that we have no problem getting our regulars. We also aren't having a problem seeing young people drawn into it as well. And so it's just exactly what we're here to say is
keep
the environment
on,
brings us together, and let's spend more time coming together.
Your latest acquisition, if you will.
Yeah.
High Point.
I haven't been there yet, but I was almost about to get on one of your tours.
Up
at Maximart, get there. I couldn't get there.
Oh, yes.
It was a rainy morning.
It was.
I forget about it, Captain.
We had a huge turnout,
But people still came.
Yeah,
now,
yeah,
a lot of people. What you offered them was an opportunity to almost be first to see it type of feel. You know, like, it's been there forever.
It was like that. I mean, we had a bit of a focus on agriculture and Southampton.
It was a farm, right?
We were visiting farms, and Southampton is very much like a breadbasket of Bermuda. And so we got an opportunity to talk about the value of agricultural land, the importance of it. And that's a big part of open space, you know? And so a lot of people are concerned about food security right now. A lot of people want to see that our agricultural land's being used effectively and efficiently. And so, yeah, we had a great turnout. We're still working to promote agricultural land and its value, and encourage people to grow their own, but also buy local and support our farmers. So yeah, we're doing it at every angle.
Yeah, and it's a good thing. Sustainability, but I also want to ask you best about volunteerism, how important that is in our community as well, for both of you, but particularly you.
Interestingly, I got an email just yesterday asking for volunteer opportunities at BEST. And unfortunately, our projects aren't really organized like that, quite like that. So I did refer them to the trust and to KBB for those larger volunteer opportunities. But yes, absolutely. Again, I think a lesson of the past is that we have to give back. And I think that's getting lost. And perhaps maybe because it's not monetized, you know, that I'm not going to do anything. But we do have some great people willing, and more, I think, willing to spend some time wherever there's the opportunity. BEST needs to look for opportunities for people to get involved. Under our current structure, it's not really that easy. But I want to encourage everybody to give back in some way, shape, or form. To pick an organization that you relate to and connect with them, and just be willing to help them out when they need help. I think we all have to give back. It's good for our soul.
Sure. and long-term livability, you know, or livability, I don't know how you want to say it, but everybody has to be, I think, to buy into that. In other words, the future.
Mm-hmm.
And not just think about what's happening today. I think back to Stuart. Stuart used to come on my show. Yeah. Actually, I think it was at VSB. Actually, had a whole segment. Uh-huh. And we used to have some really great talks.
Yeah.
And certainly opened my eyes a lot. He was one of the first people I ever saw with an electric bike. Remember that?
Yeah, I was like, wow.
What do you think about all that in terms of the carbon and pollution and all that? What do you think? I mean, there's a mixed bag in Bermuda right now about solar power and wind power. There's a big debate going on.
I don't think there needs to be any great debate. We need to move
we need
to
renewable energy.
Commitment. We need to make
a strong commitment to renewable energy and take our role in this global issue and move away from chemicals, diesel and crude oil. It's not helping us, it's not helping the environment, and it's causing us to have to do a lot more work on the ground to address this climate crisis.
And the more we put it off, the tougher it gets.
That's really it. I think there are so many things we can do, and we got to stay focused. And we've had so many great leaders like Stuart, who I certainly looked up to. I just recall my grandmother saying, it'd be just so amazing if you could be the next Stuart. and I didn't even understand the full value of that because those shoes were so big to fill. But that's what Bermuda has. We've got so many great people, so much talent, so much capacity. We've got to direct it in the right place and work together, come together, and make the change we all want to see.
In terms of biodiversity, how far do you guys go, Bermuda National Trust?
Well,
is it mainly plants? And
It's a big focus, because if we can get the habitats right, we can draw in the fauna that really requires it. But yeah, I mean, preserving and protecting our natural heritage is at the core of the work that I do, and ensuring that we protect and preserve those plants that create the habitats necessary is really important. Many of our plants are already on the endangered list, on the red list, and we need to make sure that they're preserved for future generations, so answers can be found.
Okay, and you, in terms and Kim, in terms of plastics, give me your spiel on that. Give me a couple of lyrics on that.
Well, the first thing I would say is it would be really good if the government would put this ban on single-use plastic, on the first tranche of single-use plastics, into effect. I don't understand the delay.
Is it importation? Is it because they're bringing in water?
Yes, sodas? It's complicated. Water bottles are a problem. But we're just talking about the first tranche. So single-use plastic bags, it's where you go to the
grocery
to get
store.
Your lunch. And they put it in a container, in a plastic bag. You walk back to your office, you take the container out of the plastic bag and you throw the plastic bag away. It's things like that are on the list for the first tranche. But government is not showing a level of commitment that we would like to see by delaying that legislation. Not just that, it's a disservice to the people in the country, because we need leadership. We need examples, and they're not leading by example in a number of ways. And I'm sorry to say, I don't want to be critical, but things like the agricultural strategy, we're still waiting for that. We're still waiting for the national policy and action plan on the mitigation and adaptation to climate change. There's lots of things that are still waiting. We're waiting for the less delay is the update to the Pesticide Safety Act 2009, which has very, very little put in place, save for the importation of pesticides, which is a good thing.
That's a first step.
It's the first step, and it's actually the good step. But still, there's so much lagging. And again, I know there's a lot that goes with governing a country, but I think we have to get our priorities straight. I think we lack vision, sort of an overall vision, such that we can tag our commitment to it and evidence of our commitment to it. So I would really encourage, I don't know,
if you can take a reusable bag to the grocery store, why can't you take it to a restaurant?
Totally, totally. You know, or walk with the container. Yeah. I understand.
I look at the people like in India, never see them with a bag, but you see them with like little tin lunch boxes and things. Yeah. And they go to the shops and they take it out, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
We're just too convenient, I guess.
It's about convenience. It's a curse of convenience. I agree with you. And I mean, for instance, another example is that women now carry very big bags, very big purses with them. And yet they'll go and get another bag when they go and purchase something. And if we could get the salespeople, for instance, to just say, do you need a bag versus, you know, do you want a bag or just giving a bag? Those sort of small indicators, just to try to get people to stop and think, well, no, I don't really need a bag.
There, I do see lights go on people's. Yeah. I see people sometimes go, no, I don't need that.
Correct.
And it makes you smile.
Yeah.
Well, but we'd like to see it be a norm.
Yes.
Because we can't really depend on the government, and I wouldn't encourage people to do that in this case.
He's not anti-government.
No, not at all. But what I am saying, and I think
people have to do this.
I heard Christopher Famous say it just the other day. We have to do it.
We have
to make the change. We have to model the behavior. And the government represents us. They'll be on board when they see it. So we really have to be part of the change we want to see. And we can't expect anyone else to do it for us. No group, no body, no organization. The National Trust can't do it without you. So
I think we're small enough, and all the organizations that are here on the island and the people of Bermuda can do it. Because we're small enough.
I think that is
one of the best things about us. Correct. Is the size of our community.
We could be anything we want to be in Bermuda. We're isolated, we're small, but we have to choose what we want to be.
Yeah.
And we haven't done that yet.
All right, education and awareness. That's basically why you're here.
Yeah.
This sustainability, the conservation thing, is it coming to an end in terms of what you're doing? It just goes on. Awareness doesn't stop.
That's right. It just goes on. The work doesn't stop at the Trust. We're here for everyone forever. That's our motto. And it's just this awareness campaign is coming to an end, but it just means there's another door about to open. And we invite people to check out our website, www.bnt.bm. You can find various opportunities to be part of the change you want to see. You can find new ways to learn about the environment, about our heritage. And so I know you can do the same on the BEST website.
Yeah.
Take advantage.
Give them your website.
www.best.org.bm. But also the messaging that was created, and I have to give a shout out to Eric Hetzel of BEST and Francesca Rowlandson of Strategy, who did a phenomenal job with the messaging.
Definitely.
That is still out there, of course, on social media. So people look out for it, pay attention, listen to the small messages that are contained in those clips. Not just that, also a shout out to Tashelle Bean, who creates these fantastic videos, these clips of...
Cartoonist? What do you call
him?
Yes, he's a very illustrator. It's a good question.
I think he's kind of a cartoonist.
He's a fantastic, he's fantastic, and he conveys the essence of the points in these very short clips. So I want people to look out for that. We've got a couple more coming out. And it's fantastic.
All right. Kim Smith, Executive Director of BEST, Bermuda Environmental Sustainability Task Force.
Yeah, I know.
It's a mouthful. And, of course, Miles Darrell, he is the head of...
Natural Heritage.
I have it written down. Let me see. Natural Heritage?
That's it. That's it. As I say, it's Miles at the Trust. You can get me anytime.
All right. Good to see you both.
Thank you, Captain.
Thank you, Bermuda.
This has been a part of it in terms of making people aware and also opening up their minds a little bit. Every day, every change, it makes a difference.
It makes really a difference.
All right,
good.
You guys.
Thank
take
you.
Care.
Thank